Afternoon in your Bible, Genesis chapter 18. I enjoyed the potluck. Thank you for those who made food. Amen. I normally will drink water, but I need a Diet Coke right now. All right. Oh, that helps you preach a lot better. Amen. Genesis chapter 18. We're going to begin with verse 23. In our Bibles this afternoon, Genesis chapter 18. Look at verse number 23. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, I will spare all the place for their sakes." And Abraham answered and said, "Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, "If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it." And he spake unto him yet again and said, "Peradventure there shall be 40 found there." And he said, "I will not do it for 40's sake." And he said unto him, "Well, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there." And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Behold, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be found 20 found there." He said, "I will not destroy it for 20's sake." And he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet once, but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found." He said, "I will not destroy it for 10's sake." And the Lord went his way as soon as he left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Lord, I ask you to bless the thought that I want to give this afternoon, Lord, that it be, Lord, an important thought to each one, Lord. And I ask your blessings as we give it this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm not going to be long this afternoon, but I want to give you some thoughts on Abraham. I sometimes feel like Abraham. Sometimes as a preacher of the gospel, not that I would compare myself spiritually with Abraham at all, but sometimes I feel like he did in this passage of Scripture, as I think many of you do also. He had a beloved nephew, Lot, that he loved, and Lot was in a wicked city called Sodom. And God looked down and he saw the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he said, "I'm going to destroy that city." Now, let me just stop right here and say, if you don't think that God takes sin seriously, you need to reread that passage of Scripture. Amen. Because God really does take sin seriously. But God told Abraham, he said here, if there's just a few righteous, I'm going to save that city. But I want you to look at Abraham, and I want you to see Abraham's heart here. You know, when God came down in verse 20 and told Abraham that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham could have said, "Okay, all right, God, if you're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, fine, we're going to get my nephew Lot, his family, we're going to get out and allow you to destroy the city." But that's not what Abraham did. Abraham had a desire to spare that city. And Abraham had a heart for the people in the city, even though it was a wicked place. And Abraham wanted to see what God would do. And really, this sounds a little strange, but Abraham was wanting to test God's grace and see how far God's grace would go, even with the wicked. And so Abraham begins talking to God. And Abraham says, Lord, he's standing before the Lord here in these verses, and he says, Lord, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Abraham wanted God to notice that there were a few righteous people there. He wanted God to look on the righteous, not just the sin. And he said, God, will you look down? Will you destroy the city even if there's some righteous ones in the city? And I believe Abraham begins this pleading with God. He's saying, God, would you do this? And I believe Abraham is heartbroken for his family and for the city that occupied Sodom. I don't think Abraham was at all happy and joyful that Sodom was going to be destroyed. And so I think he went to God, and knowing that God had grace and knowing that God was a gracious God, he went to God. He said, now, God, would you spare this city if there's some righteous people? And God, we know in this passage, he said, all right, I will do it. And Abraham pleads with him in verse 25. And he says, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? So God was now looking at if he could just find a few righteous people. And he got to the point where he couldn't find 50, and he said, if there's five spared, 45, will you save the city? God said, I will. He got down to a few more. He got down to 40, 30. He got down to 20, and then in verse 32, he gets down to 10. If there's just 10. If there's 10 people that are righteous, I won't destroy it. Now, I want you to notice something, and this one grabs my attention. God loved the righteous so much that he was willing to spare an entire city of deep, deep wickedness because of 10 righteous people. Now, that shows me the mighty heart of God. See, God wasn't desirous to kill the wicked. He wasn't desirous to do that. And when he noticed, if he noticed there was 10 righteous, and he wanted Abraham to show him the 10 righteous, if there were just 10 righteous, God would have spared the city. Now, we know the outcome. We know that the city was destroyed, that it could not be saved, because there were not 10 righteous. But wasn't there a Christian in that city? Wasn't there a Lot in that city? Didn't Lot live with his family? They knew the God of Israel. They were taught and raised. They knew the God of Israel. And what happened is that Lot did not have a testimony in that city. Lot blended in with the city. Lot didn't stand for God. Lot went along with the crowd. He was not. And do you know what? If there would have just been a few that he had a testimony with, if there would have just been 10 people that were influenced by Lot in all the many years that he were there, God would have saved and spared the whole city. Now, can I tell you what? Couple simple points that we're going to be done this afternoon. Number one, do you want to be one of those righteous people?
Amen.
Do you want to be one of those righteous people? God said, I'll spare this city for one. You know, God will spare this country for a few. God will prolong his hand of judgment as long as there's a few righteous people on it. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to be one of those. I want to be a reason that God does not come down in this country and judge her. I want to be a reason. And God is not always just looking at the sin, and he will one day. But I want God to focus on the few righteous people that are still here, the few praying people, the few people who still love God, the few people who are willing to make sacrifices that they can love God. That is what God sees when it comes to his judgment. It shows us the power that one person who is righteous and just a few can do and make with God. Second point I want you to notice is that God is not concerned with his saving for thousands. He's concerned if there's just a few. In other words, it takes just a few. It takes just a few. Thank God this country still got a few preachers that believe the word, still got a few preachers that believe what's right. But I want to tell you something. Little by little, they're compromising truth, blending into the world, allowing the world to control what goes on behind his preaching and his pulpit. I want to tell you something. There is a direct line in what God has for me to do, according to this book, that I must do and fulfill. And it's about righteousness. It's about preaching and standing for right. And it doesn't matter if it's a big thing. You know, I've noticed about so many big churches is that sometimes a preacher's just trying to please that crowd.
That's right.
Lord, help me never to get into that mentality.
Yeah.
I want to preach everything that's in this book. And it doesn't matter if one person likes it or one person doesn't. I'm not going to be controlled by some deacon or some other person that doesn't like it. Man, if you don't like it and it's in the Word of God, then you got the problem, not me.
Amen?
Like one preacher used to say, if you don't like it, like the guy that was rubbing the cat, you know?
Yeah.
He's rubbing the cat the wrong way. And every time he rubbed the cat go meow, meow, meow. By the way, if you need a cat, see me after the service. I've got one you can have. Meow. Said, hey, cat, why are you screaming? He said, you know what you ought to do is turn the cat around. Amen? You know, that's what a lot of people need to do, is just turn that cat around. God's will is about just a few righteous people. Amen. That's why preachers got to keep preaching the word. That's why the altars need to stay full and busy. That's why we need to keep tears in our eyes. That's why we need to pray for this country. That's why we need to feel what Abraham felt for the place where his family lived. Just a few. Will you be one of those few? I want to say, kids, when you go to school, be one of those 10.
Amen.
Be one of those 10. I want to say, Dad, when you go to work, be one of those 10.
Amen.
Be one of those 10. When you face people and situations in life, be one of those 10. Be one of those 10. If just 10 would have been there. Just 10. I would have think in all the years Lot was in the well-watered plains of Sodom that there could have been somebody that was influenced. A few people. Just enough to save that city because there was a few righteous. You know, God's interested in sparing people. He's not interested in destroying it. But you see, when sin takes over and there's never any righteous balance or any righteous godliness, and it doesn't take much for God, just a little bit, God will save it. I wonder if God isn't saving this country because there's still a few righteous. I wonder if that's why God's hand of judgment has stayed. But as time goes on, as old-fashioned preachers pass on, this newfangled crowd's going to come along. Doesn't preach on sin. Just makes you feel good. Wipes warm, buttery syrup all over you. And just makes you just feel so wonderful. And don't get me wrong. Sometimes the Bible gives us comfort that we need. Let me tell you something. When we forget to preach on sin and we forget to live a righteous life, we are causing our own demise in our own world. Be one of the 10. Be one of the 10. Are you one of the 10? Let's decide to be one. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads this afternoon. Let's close our eyes.